Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and we're here outside, our camp is over actually, and we're outside with Crystal in the beer garden, I guess, outside the restaurant. How are you doing, Crystal?
I'm doing very, very well.
And I'm talking to you today, and I think a lot of people might be familiar with your voice, and I just realised who you are. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, yeah, definitely. It's been a great weekend. It's been great to come and meet so many people from the community. And I think the Og Radio guys, Og Camp guys, have done a fantastic job.
I have to agree with you that there. Now, some people might know you from another podcast. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, we had a very brief but fairly successful period of doing a Freenode Live podcast, which I guess came about a bit after Lug Radio sadly fell down the drain because Jono got married and moved away and all that rubbish stuff, and none of them had time. So a few people sort of contacted us and say, hey, can't we do something? We'll do something cool. So we tried doing our own podcast for a while. So we did a few episodes. It was incredibly fun and it was pretty well received from the community.
It went down very well, I must say. I just recognized your voice there. And what was that show all about?
Well, I guess the sort of primary thing for us was that it was about Freenode, or perhaps not so much about Freenode, because Freenode isn't about Freenode. Freenode is about the 75,000 users we have every day. It's about the thousands and thousands of open source projects we've got, the various groups. You know, we have users from, you know, we've got Ubuntu, we've got Wikipedia, we've got Apache, MySQL, Gentoo, Exerbo Linux. The list goes on and on and on and on, and there's just so much to take from, so much to take inspiration from, and so much new stuff happening all the time, which we're sort of privy to because we're there. And there's so much chatter and everyone is talking about it and everyone gets hyped up. So it was very easy for us in that period to I guess grab onto what's happening in our community and trying new things. We did some beta testing of various stuff, which we spoke about it. We spoke about what was rubbish, we spoke about the fights that had happened.
And just to clarify, what actually is Freenode when you say Freenode?
Freenode is a project that is provided by the Peer Directed Project Center, which is a not-for-profit organization which was, I guess, to start with, created for Freenode. Freenode is an IRC network, although I guess we're a bit unconventional in that sense too. We exist to provide a sort of chat infrastructure for free and open source software projects and peer directed projects. We've been around for nearly 14 years. And we've currently got 75,000 daily users.
Of which quite a lot of our community are part in the hash Ogcast planet. So
yes.
He's trying to get his brain in gear.
Yes, absolutely. There's many, many podcasters and Ogcasters, if you wish, who use Freenode both to have somewhere to interact with their listeners and also to take questions and feedback during their shows, yeah, or during their recordings or during their live shows, and it's quite cool.
Okay, and you know, how did Freenode start?
Freenode originally sprung from a channel on a different IRC network created by a man who was called Rob Levin. Rob decided to move the channel and create his own network back in 1998. He created Freenode, or as it was then called, Open Projects.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah. That was around until 2001 when he sort of changed and it became Freenode by 2002. The network has steadily grown. Unfortunately, Rob passed away back in 2006. He was a victim of a hit-and-run accident in Texas where he lived. Which was a bit of a massive change for everyone because he'd sort of been the cornerstone. Because it was his idea, it was his baby, and it was a very scary time. I guess probably the first couple of years after he passed away to sort of see whether we could bring his baby up, as it were. But we have more than doubled in size since he passed, and we've got much more projects on board, and I guess we've expanded a bit. In the States, we now arrange conferences called FOSCON, Free and Open Source Software Conference.
That's you?
Yeah, that's us. We've done two of them in the States so far, and we're started planning for actually doing one in the UK. So we want to do sort of Europe and US. So that's hopefully going to be exciting. For us, again, it was all about the community and trying to do something that isn't as commercialized as a lot of conferences have become. So we do that. Then we also have a few other projects. We have FOSS events, which Laura Tchaikovsky, who also was involved with On Camp, is quite involved with. Who basically, I don't know, I guess basically they stalk people to find out what's going on, from LUG meetings to bigger conferences to cool talks at various, both sort of FOSSy ones and things that could be of interest to the FOSS community, but which may actually be sponsored by someone completely different.
Yes.
So that's been quite good. We've got a lot of people following that, both people who use Freenode and people who don't. And that's quite nice to actually be able to, I don't know, do something for a wider community again.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years ago, we started doing Geeknicks, which was our sort of our clever name. We had a Geeknick yesterday as part of OgCamp. And it was one of those names we came up with when we registered a website and started sort of planning a few just across the UK to start with. And then before we knew it, people were doing it all over the globe. And that was really, really cool, too. We're basically, I don't know, I guess our main focus is sort of bringing the community together. We're not necessarily, well, the people who volunteer for Freenode and the PDPC are generally technical people, because we pick our volunteers from the various projects that use us. We'll generally stalk someone for a while and decide, hey, you're quite clever, we like you. And it works, we've gotten some great people that way. But our sort of main focus, I guess, is making it easier for people to get together and communicate. And maybe, I guess we're trying to take some of the pressure off the people who run the project, because often a project, a very, very technical project, may be run by someone who's very, very technically minded, but who doesn't really have the inclination or the interest to go and do that whole let's be matey and chatty and that side of things. So I guess we sort of try to just bring people together.
Yeah,
and that's our
doing a lot of facilitating, I guess.
Yeah, very much so. That's
okay. Where are the servers physically located for this?
All across the globe. We have some servers that are our own, or I say our own, they're probably the communities, because they're the ones donating to actually keeping them running. Then we also have a host of servers that are sponsored by various companies who support open source in one way or another. Bytemark, for example, who also sponsored OgCamp. A variety of universities sponsor servers for Freenode, because they tend to be quite keen on what we do, and they usually have fairly good bandwidth and some decent hardware we can use. And of course, the OSOU, the Open Source Laboratory in Oregon, is obviously sponsoring us with a lot. I think we've got about 6 servers at their data center. Right. So yeah.
It seems to me a bit strange, or probably not in the Twitter world, that text on the command line is the way that the open source community seems to communicate.
Yes, it probably is, because let's face it, IRC has been around for a very long time now. I mean, it became a bit mainstream, I guess, about 20 years ago. And it's still very much prevailing. It's a very big thing, and we're growing rapidly. So people are clearly liking that way of communicating. That's not to say that we haven't thought of other ways, because every time there's a new platform out there, we think, oh shit, is this the time where we need to sort of refocus? Do we need to look at whether we need to share? I mean, we spent years umming and ahhing, thinking, do we need to go over to the Jabber platform? Is that going to be the next big thing? So far, so good. I think IRC is around to stay, at least for now. Yeah. But there's certainly a lot of other things out there which are also very useful to people, like Identica and Twitter. And
yeah, I think your organization, from the point of view of the Geeknicks and everything else, it seems to have, it's more about the community rather than the technology.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's one thing we've always sort of argued a bit, because a lot of people will come and say, you're not doing IRC the way things IRC should be done, because I've been on FNet, or I've been on UnderNet or DalNet or IRCNet, and they don't do it like this. And then it's trying to explain to them, well, actually, we don't really care about that. As long as we can sort of bring the people together and give them somewhere they can talk and somewhere we can all collaborate and, you know, share ideas and thoughts and learn from each other, then, you know, it doesn't really matter how we do it or what we do it on. And I think for many sort of, I guess, conventional IRC users, that's a difficult one to bite off. So,
can you tell us a little bit about the organization behind it?
Yes, Freenode is run by just short of 40 volunteers currently, who come from across the globe. Every single of our volunteers will be involved with another project on Freenode in one sense or another. One of the things we've always found very important is to make sure that we don't have a lot of people who sort of manage and bus people around. So we try to make sure that our volunteers are first and foremost users. That's how I came aboard a long, long time ago. I'd been a user of Freenode. I came there via my old lug when I lived in San Diego. And I'd been there for, I don't know, about 3 years or so when Lilo, or Rob Levin if you wish, mm-hmm. asked whether I would be interested in trying out as a volunteer staffer on Freenode. And I thought, no, I'll never be able to do that. And here I am, 11 years later, running the network.
Yes, sitting outside in a beer garden in
yeah.
the UK.
So
that's funny.
Yeah. I mean, technically, on paper, I guess the Freenode is owned by the PDPC, and the PDPC consists of myself and five other people.
When you say PDB.
Yes, the Peer Directed Project Center, that's a not-for-profit organization that runs Freenode and Geekneek and Foscon. But the PDPC as such doesn't really have anything to do with the day-to-day running of the network, where, I mean, our interest in Freenode is to, I guess, secure the funds to be able to pay for the service we pay for, make sure that there's someone there with the knowledge and capacity to deal with anything that should crop up, be it legal or financial, or, yeah, say it's by all means, it's a legal entity that's just there to sort of safeguard the...
Yeah. I don't know if our listeners are aware, but there's a way you can donate.
Yes, there is. You can, if you do wish to donate to Freenode, you can go to the freenode.net website and you can choose to donate. We have monthly subscription, we have yearly subscriptions, and we have one-off donations. And of course, if you're a company and you wish to make a larger donation, then you can always get in touch with us and we'll help you out.
Yes, I've been a subscriber for a few years now. So.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much for taking the time to have the interview. Is there anything else I missed?
No, not really. Although I should probably stress the fact that we are arranging a FOSCON in Europe, and we've had great success in the States. So if you're a European listener, whether you're in the UK or somewhere else, then keep an eye out for foscon.org.uk and come to our conference, because that's going to be really, really, really awesome.
You heard it here, folks. Yet another conference that I have to convince my wife to let me go to. Thank you very, very much for taking the time to do the interview.
No problem.
And tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode on Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.